what have you seen the process be with that?
Well, the first process that when I deal with people trying to move forward is that I try to get them to know that right now they're only using 5 to 15% of their natural potential.
Yeah.
And they many people think, oh, well, I'm really tapped out. I've used all my potential. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm doing everything I can. But the truth is the human brain and the human spirit is an amazing thing, and that even the best of the best people are only using 10 to 15% of their potential. So when you're first getting started out, you've just got to realize you don't know what you don't know. It's a very important statement. You don't know what you don't know. And that's why it's so important when you're in the beginning of things, as I said earlier about the ski example, you want to connect yourself with absolutely the people who are successful, people who are in your industry or who are successful, people who understand what you do, and that they can lead you and cut down on your learning curve and keep you from making those run into the tree mistakes.
Yeah.
I know years ago when I met Dan Kennedy, and I had to borrow money on a credit card to pay him to go to a coaching.
Mm-hmm.
If I hadn't done that, Dan Kennedy, the marketing guru, honestly wouldn't have been here today, because I would have made so many costly mistakes because I didn't know what I didn't know.
Yeah.
And so I always share with people how important, as a coach, you understand is that what a coach is going to do for you is they're literally going to take you and show you information that you just didn't know was even there. You didn't have any references in your brain about it. And so if you understand that you have the potential, and most people, I'm assuming, that are working with you, Stephen, are willing to work hard.
Absolutely.
Now, let me just say something about working hard. Everybody has different definitions of working hard. You can't think as an entrepreneur that working hard is some 9-to-5 thing.
No.
Because that is just not reality. Being self-employed really is, for many of us in the beginning, it's almost a 7-day-a-week, many hours a day. But the way that I look at work, and I know this about you, Stephen, is that it's my life.
Yeah.
I love it. I do it not because I have to do it, but because I choose to do it. I choose to have my mental, physical, emotional, spiritual and financial energy tied up into what my contribution to life, my service to, you know, to the world. And so when you're self-employed, you've got to always thinking about how am I being of the best service. And I know that what you folks do is you teach information and lessons to people, and I know you're giving lessons, but you're teaching philosophy and you're teaching morals and values and you're teaching things that kids and adults often are not getting anywhere else in the world. So you're absolutely fantastic providers of good information into the world.
Oh, absolutely. And stepping back just a minute, the whole idea of being self-employed is then to pick a profession that's going to turn you on, get you up out of bed in the morning and get you excited about working late into the evening to be successful. And the nice thing about what we've chosen to do, unlike, you know, many, is that the ripple effect that we have through the families and the community and through our own sphere of influence is just dramatic. So it's not just about the money, and at some point I think each of us hits a point where we're making enough money that it has to be about contribution. And we have now the opportunity to start from that point and then maximize our income to spread that contribution.